Hey there, ladies and gentlemen, and the rest of you. Welcome to Rebel Roundup. Well, actually, it's a special edition of Rebel Roundup. You know, this time of year reminds me of a Stephen King novel, you know, The Dead Zone. I mean, we're between Christmas and New Year's, and you know what? Nobody's around. Nobody answers their phones or their emails or returns a text, so there's no guests to interview. So it's just little old me in the studio with Mr. Producer, and we said, what can we do to provide content? Well, we'll go old school like the networks used to do. We'll air repeats. So I plucked two of my favorite videos from the calendar year of 2019. And I think these are good videos, folks, in terms of it shows you the lengths we'll go at the Rebel to chase down a story. And it also indicates, I think, a type of journalism you just won't see anywhere else in Canada. I think these are the kind of videos that make you want to watch Rebel News and become a premium subscriber. That would be great. So the first one is my infamous August trip out to Lotus Land. Yes, when I went to British Columbia to track down Jessica, aka Jonathan Yaniv. You know the story. He was the one using the BC Human Rights Tribunal to persecute a woman who wouldn't wax his male genitalia. I wanted to get his side of the story, and lo and behold, I sure got more than I bargained for when Jonathan and his mama came out to greet me. I'm sure most people by now are familiar with that professional fake victim, Jonathan, aka Jessica Yaniv. He's the dude who has filed more than a dozen complaints with the BC Human Rights Tribunal. He has gone after women who offer waxing services to other females, demanding that he be treated as a woman, even though he's still equipped with male genitalia. His case is that he's being discriminated against. He is the victim, you see, and he wants to be financially compensated by taxpayers for his victimhood. Speaking of which, Jonathan also likes getting around town on publicly funded transit rides for the disabled. Sometimes he's even buzzing about in a mobility scooter, even though he's being caught on video running like someone taking part in the 100 meter dash. What's the deal with that? So I visited Vancouver recently to try and get some answers. I should point out that Yaniv is now very much a public person, most recently taking to social media to bemoan the fact that he couldn't go swimming the other day because he was on his period. No, seriously, he actually said that. In any event, we feel that our questions to him are very much in the public interest. We're not harassing him any more than journalists asking politicians questions are engaging in any kind of harassment. In the video you're about to watch, please note that I never entered into his condominium lobby, but rather remained outside in the common area. You will also see Jonathan swearing and threatening me, and ultimately physically assaulting me, merely for practicing journalism. But don't take my word for it. Check out the video evidence.
Oh, hey, Jonathan Yaniv.
Sorry?
Jonathan Yaniv, right?
How are you?
I'm David Menzies from The Rebel. I noticed...
Can you just leave me alone, please?
Yeah, are you faking being disabled as much as you're faking being a woman?
Can you leave me alone?
Were you sexually molested as a child?
Leave me alone.
Oh, all of a sudden you're breaking into a trot. I thought you needed a mobility scooter. Jonathan, why do you go after immigrants?
Go away, now, or you will be smacked. Away, now.
Oh, is that right?
Go away.
You're gonna assault me?
Go away.
Huh?
Go away.
Why do you go after immigrant women? Is it because you're a bully? They don't know how to game the system like you?
Go away. Huh? Go away. Go. Go. You're on private property now.
Oh, this is a common area.
Too. Go away.
This is your property too?
Go away.
So tell me,
leave.
Why is it that you're going after immigrant women?
Let me in. Huh? Let me in. Get out.
Okay. This is a person scamming the system. Are you? You're not calling 911 again, are you?
Is it? Get the fucking snapped.
Oh.
Get the fuck off my property.
This is your property?
Yes, it is.
I thought that across the street was your condo. You must be very wealthy. Jonathan, what do you do for a living?
I have this stalker is following me.
A stalker?
Everywhere. I called him yesterday. These people are following me everywhere.
Yeah.
This guy will not leave me alone. This guy will not leave me alone.
Jonathan, why do you send sexually explicit messages to minors?
He's still following me. Still like that.
Jonathan,
I should note that for a few minutes, I patiently waited outside the condo, hoping Jonathan would consent to an interview. That didn't happen. He just swung his cane around and yelled profanity. Then he went up to his fourth floor condo unit and began yelling at me from the window. Now, I've never engaged in an interview, if you can call it that, in which I interviewed a subject separated by four stories. But the point is, both Jonathan and Mama Yaniv were literally home free. They were indoors. I was outside. They could have ignored me. But get this, just as I was preparing to leave, Mama Yaniv came out of the condo to engage me. And it turned out Jonathan had left too. Oh, but not to worry. Like a raging bull, he came charging back into the fray, this time in a truly violent fashion. Check it out.
Are you proud of him, that
yes, man? Yes, they're coming. You're not talking to anybody.
Oh, I thought we had freedom of speech in this country. I can't
yes,
talk.
But you cannot talk to anybody. You can talk to me. You're
okay,
not
then.
Talking to anybody.
All right, I'll talk to you then. Did you molest Jonathan as a boy?
You are not talking to anybody.
I'm a little confused. You said I can talk to you.
No, you're not talking to
anybody. Oh, there he is. Hi, Jonathan.
No.
Hi. Excuse me, ma'am.
No, you're...
Oh, my goodness. He's running now.
You're not talking to anybody.
He's running.
No.
Where's the mobility scooter?
You're not going to go close to it. Look.
I'm not. Hey.
You're not going to go
hey.
Close.
Don't you touch
not
me.
Going to go.
Don't you touch me.
You're not going to go close to
it. Get out. Get away.
Don't
get
you.
Away.
You better
get
not.
Away.
You better
get
not.
Away. No.
You make
you
contact. Go. You're going
you
to go to jail.
You are going to jail.
Go away.
I know.
You're,
hey.
You're
don't touch
to,
me.
You're going to jail.
Jonathan, why do you send sexually explicit messages to young girls?
Go away.
You're
huh?
going to jail.
Go away.
Huh?
My iPad.
Why don't you?
Now.
Huh?
Go away. Are you
go
crazy?
Away.
You, go away.
That's assault.
Go away.
You just smashed your cane over my head.
Go away.
No, I did not huh? touch you.
Go away.
I did not touch you.
Go away.
You, now you're touching. Look at this.
Go.
You
go.
People are ill.
Go away.
Yes.
The, huh?
Go
you
away.
Go away.
I'm
huh?
at 888.
Why? Because I'm talking?
Go away.
Because I'm talking?
Go away.
Huh?
You go away.
Because I'm talking?
Go away.
Huh?
Yes, I am.
Go away.
You go away.
Go away.
You going to do it again?
Go
going to do it again?
Go
come
away.
On, get
go
another shot.
Can you pick it up?
Huh? Go away.
Pick up my iPad.
Huh? Go away. Go away.
Okay, that's the second
away.
Shot. Did you see that, sir?
Go away. Go away.
I do.
Go! That way!
Go!
What? You're this is a common parking lot.
You're not allowed to
okay,
go.
You have macked me twice with your cane.
Go!
Get away!
You're lucky
go.
I don't
you're,
beat up girls or fake girls.
Go
oh,
away.
Now you too, eh?
Go away!
Huh?
Go away! You go away!
Get off the property!
Okay, that's four shots.
Get off
five.
The
you go away!
Huh?
Go! You go
excuse
away!
Excuse me!
Get off
go
the property!
Away.
Look,
go away.
There's lots
go
of
away.
Eyewitnesses.
I don't care.
Go away.
Go away.
Huh?
Go.
You are a provoker.
I'm a provoker?
Hey, hey. You hey. Go away. No, no. Get away from him.
That's
go
okay.
Away.
Please, I'm really hoping for the cops
no,
to come.
No, no, no.
Go away.
Go in the house. Go in the house.
Okay, that's
Triple
good. Give me a bruise. Give me another bruise.
Triple Joe.
Call the police.
What?
You call the police.
Is it?
Why don't you?
Hey, you
why don't
see,
you call the police?
See, I can take your physical blows, you fake woman. But I'm not... Yeah, I'm just nasty. What about all these immigrant women that he
you
polarizes
know, you're
with me?
Probably a Trump lover,
huh?
anyhow.
Oh, a Trump lover. Nothing could be worse.
You're going
excuse me.
Off the fucking property. Go away.
You know what?
Look, this is multiple. Everybody here.
I know.
You go away.
I know. We have lots of eyewitnesses.
Hey, give me the phone.
A little after this one-sided Donnybrook ended, the RCMP arrived, three police cruisers, no less. Par for the course, Jonathan Yaniv played the victim card yet again, claiming he was the one assaulted and demanding that police call him an ambulance. Anyway, here's some of the interaction with the police.
Officer, he has smashed me with his cane at least five times.
Okay.
I might even have the bruise here.
Do you have any ID, sir?
So what's going on?
This is a person, if you Google his or her name.
Jessica. Yeah.
Okay. And we're just practicing journalism. We're finding out why this person is brandishing prohibited weapons. I think your department actually charged him or her with that. Why he's sending explicit messages to minor girls, why he's clearly gaming the system. He supposedly needs mobility rides, but he was smashing that cane over my head like a wrestler just a second ago. And I'm just practicing journalism.
So how did this all start today, I guess, this? Because I just pulled up and I see the kind of a little...
Yes, sir.
Donnybrook, whatever you want to call it here. Yeah.
I followed him to the building and... he shut the door. I did not go into the building.
Okay.
I stayed in this common area.
Okay.
And I wanted to talk to him. And I wanted to ask him several questions, which I did. I have it on the footage of it, sir, and I can show it to you.
Sure.
Does it surprise anyone the level of fakery Jonathan Yaniv will stoop to? If the British Columbia Human Rights Tribunal had a scintilla of decency, it would tell Jonathan Yaniv to beat it. Instead, this kangaroo court is accommodating him and enabling him, making Canada a laughingstock in the process. For the Rebel.media, I'm David the Menzoid Menzies.
You know, I might be chuckling, folks, but believe me, sometimes inside I'm crying. Now, the second one, I don't know if you were to have a D-bag of the year contest, certainly Jonathan Yaniv is up there. I think the strong runner-up for the crown would be the notorious Jordan Hunt. You know, Jordan Hunt, he's the guy that when he sees a woman holding a pro-life sign, he responds, like Jonathan Yaniv responds, with physical violence. Well, we wanted to cover his court case. We were, in fact, the only media covering his court case after one of the assaults that Jordan Hunt did carry out and did get convicted for. And, of course, there was a publication ban, which is a problem these days with the Canadian courts in terms of telling you what is actually happening, and it's getting more and more prevalent, unfortunately. But there's nothing stopping us from telling the story outside the court, so we just waited around for Jordan Hunt to come outside the courthouse at Old City Hall in downtown Toronto, and this is the conversation that ensued.
Well, we're back at Toronto Old City Hall to cover the latest in the pretrial hearings of Jordan Hunt. Now, in case Jordan Hunt doesn't ring a bell, folks, that's the individual who likes to go around to women at anti-abortion rallies. And he either kicks them or he pushes them, allegedly, into a live lane of traffic. And if you need a reminder, well, here's the highlight reel. Actually, it's a low-light reel of Jordan Hunt in action.
It's against the law.
Somebody gets raped by somebody, and they're like, I'm a 16-year-old, and I can't have this baby. Think you should keep it?
It's a baby. Yes. If someone was raped and she gave birth and she decided to kill her 3-year-old child.
I meant to get your phone!
You can't harm somebody else. You can't get physical. You can disagree with somebody's message.
If you walk out into the world and harass people, then you get harassed back.
I got it. When women talk about women's rights,
tried to take that away from you, tried to take all your pamphlets away from you. Arguably, that is wrong. Yeah, I try to knock your stupid billboard to the sign.
Okay.
So if you don't want me to f*** with your stuff, why are you deciding to f*** with other people's choices.
Now, the thing is, there is, believe it or not, a publication ban regarding everything that is said in the courtroom about Jordan Hunt's trial. However, a publication ban doesn't preclude us from asking Mr. Hunt questions once he gets outside in public. And that's what we're going to be waiting for. And another thing, I really want to find out if he's showing any contrition, if he has any empathy for his victims, and if he's going to actually man up and deliver an apology to the woman he kicked, Marie Claire Bissonnette. So let's see what happens when Jordan Hunt comes out of this courtroom. Jordan Hunt, do you have any words to say to Marie Claire Bissonnette?
Hold still.
Well, not quite a roundhouse kick, but what kind of a assault was that? It looked like circus clown confetti. Jordan, who's paying your legal bills? Jordan, it doesn't seem that you're very tough when a man is asking you questions. You like to ambush women.
Man, this is what those look like?
By the way, how come your hair isn't purple and you don't have a flower anymore there?
How come you have to use cameras like these to record? How come you, did the budget end at like the cheap suit? Is it?
Well,
yeah, it's cheap.
Well, you know, I mean, you're very touchy-feely, but why is it that you like to assault women so much? You have no, you know, contrition. You have no empathy, it seems.
Really want to take your glasses. I miss them.
Oh, do you? Do you really want to assault me?
Just like mine. You know, I like them.
You know, Jordan, there are many viewers on our website that would like to challenge you to a boxing match. Would you like to take them up?
Eight of them?
Oh, eight. 1.2 million, actually, but... Jordan, what do you think of your new nickname? Cuck Norris.
It's actually Stiffy. My nickname has always been Stiffy. Stiffy? It's never been whatever that.
I find that hard to believe. A lot of people refer to you as Cuck Norris.
A lot of people refer to you as a Nazi.
Oh, a Nazi. That's very interesting. My grandfather fought the Nazis for 5 years in the Second World War. By the way, speaking of family, what does your family think of you kicking women and pushing women into traffic? Do you have any family or have they disowned you?
Could ask you the same question.
You could.
Do you realize you're harassing me?
I am. I'm just asking questions.
As long as you just admitted and you know that you are harassing me.
I'm just harassing me.
You said I am?
I'm just asking questions.
Yeah. But too bad you're not a reporter.
You threw some sort of confetti in my face and then started
confetti
touching my
soot. Yes. It's like a smoke bomb, smoke screen.
Have you ever used a smoke bomb on a defenseless woman?
Smoke bomb on a defenseless woman. Right.
You have no contrition, do you? You have no sense of empathy. You will not apologize to these women, will you? For these heinous sneak attacks.
You're not a real reporter. You're just harassing me.
Well, if I'm not real, I guess you can just pretend I'm your shadow and you can say whatever you want then.
You're a harassing fake reporter.
Oh, I see. So you're concerned about me harassing you, but you kicked a woman.
No, I'm just telling you.
And you threw a woman into a live lane of traffic.
It's
on film.
You can edit things on. Look at Avatar. Do you think Avatar happened? Do you think that people went to another planet and people are actually blue? Because it happened on film.
Yes, folks, we have a CGI budget. We're making Avatar here.
I'm just saying, fool. Oh, God.
No, don't you have any words of apology for what you did? We saw you on camera when you did that little whiny, I meant to kick your camera. Wasn't that you talking? Jordan, wasn't that you saying that?
Ma'am, I don't have time for you.
Oh, we got plenty of time.
I don't.
Well, we're happy to walk with you since we're not real, but I just want to see if you have...
You know you're not real. You're not a real journalist.
Can you man up and apologize to Marie Claire Bissonnette?
If she wants to sit down with me and have that conversation, she can.
She has to seek you out. Why don't you seek her out? You know where she works.
No, I don't.
Well, you don't? You might be the only one. Did you or did you not kick Marie Claire Bissonnette?
I'm trying to walk away.
And why did you kick her?
I'm trying to walk away. You are a weird f***ing person.
Yeah, but you know what? It's you calling me a weird effing person? I think we found the first example so far today of the pot calling the kettle black.
I always try to walk away first, and I'm trying that now.
But you didn't walk away at the abortion protest, did you?
No, somebody ran up behind me and started in on me, so yeah.
Somebody ran up behind you?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
It's on the video.
It is on the video.
Yeah, so you can tell.
You did a roundhouse kick right into the torso of a woman. And then you claim, speculation, then you claim you meant to hit her camera. Is that true?
Like I said, I'm not having this discussion with you.
You know, I'm having deja vu. There's a federal leader who calls himself a feminist who also has trouble with strong women. I wonder who that would be.
Why aren't you a politician? You're so likable.
Would you vote for me? A maniacal laugh. I'll take that as a yes.
I'm saying you need to f*** straight off. Like, in the most polite way possible, f*** off.
So you can't make a point without profanity?
Would you please stop harassing me?
I know you like to make points with violence, but I'm right here. Hey, excuse me. Excuse me.
Can we please stop?
Do you want to be charged?
I'm not doing anything.
This, you are. Let go of the camera.
I'm not doing anything.
Let go of the camera. Let go of the camera.
Let go of the camera.
I don't want to be filmed.
Huh? Doesn't matter. You're in a public space. Doesn't matter. Well, anyways, there goes Jordan Hunt. I don't think there's any more point in talking to him. When are you going to get back to me with this? With this match, was it boxing or wrestling, fencing? He's either saying I'm number one or give me the finger. I think I'm going to go for the latter. Anyways, well, folks, that's, once again, Jordan Hunt. We tried to get him on camera to at least offer an apology for the heinous things he has done. But as you saw, there's no contrition. There is absolutely no empathy for his victims. But he's back in court April 24th, 9 a.m., courtroom 111, if anyone's in the Toronto area and wants to take in the latest appearance of Jordan Hunt. And we'll be there and we'll see what happens that day.
Yeah, I wonder where Jordan Hunt is today. Anyways, folks, those were two of my favorites for 2019. I'm sure there is more fun and frivolity to come in 2020 as we bid adieu to this decade. Thank you so much for tuning in to Rebel Roundup. Always enjoy getting your feedback, by the way. And never forget, folks, without risk, there can be no glory. Good night and see you next year.